Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I sat in on one of my manager's forecast calls last month, camera off, just listening. 90 minutes. And it was six back-to-back one-on-ones with the whole team watching.
Wait, so five people sit there while he interrogates the sixth?
Exactly. Nobody spoke unless spoken to. No SEs contributing. No partner manager. Just him working down a list asking what the next step is.
I've done a version of that. Not that bad, but the format is seductive because it feels efficient. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Part two of our first line layer series. Today, how to spot a manager who isn't developing anyone, months before the numbers show it. That's the trap. By the time attainment slips, you're two quarters late. The behavior? Visible immediately. And it costs you nothing to look.
So, diagnostic one is the forecast call. But what specifically? The format or what he says?
Start with who's in the room. A leader pulls SEs in, brings partner management along. Sometimes marketing when a campaign matters. A closed room of serial one-on-ones tells me he thinks the deals are his.
Right. If you only ever talk to people individually, nobody learns from anyone else's deal.
And he never gives up the center of the room. That's the tell. He's a super IC wearing a manager title.
Pushback, though. Some of my SEs go quiet in group calls. They'd rather tell me things privately. Isn't the one-on-one sometimes just safer?
Fair, and you need both. But there's a difference between a private channel and a private-only channel. If the group forum doesn't exist at all, the reason usually isn't safety. He doesn't want to be corrected in front of the team.
What was the second thing you noticed?
The rhetoric. Two patterns. One is, everyone else is rubbish except me. Procurement is slow. Marketing gave us junk leads. The AE can't sell. The other is subtler. He takes every problem onto his own shoulders.
Which sounds like ownership.
It looks heroic, and it's corrosive. Nine problems raised, nine times, leave it with me. Nobody on that team grew a millimeter in 90 minutes.
That one stings. I catch myself doing it. 12 SEs, I know every account, and it's faster if I just fix it.
You'd get away with it at 12. Barely. But that's how someone builds the habit that breaks them at 25.
So what's the third signal? You mentioned something in the inbox.
The escalation email with nine people on CC. Two levels up, a peer VP, sometimes the regional lead. Translation, look how hard I'm working, and here's whose fault it is. First liners think it's visibility.
And you can read that from two levels away without asking a single question.
Costs me nothing. A free diagnostic in my inbox every Tuesday.
All right, my real question. You've got three signals. Do you coach the person, or is this structural?
That's the harder call, and I get it wrong sometimes. Management is inspect, control, direct. Leadership is agreeing measurable outcomes, watching progression, and leaving accountability with the person. You step in by exception. If someone genuinely can't do the second thing, coaching won't install it.
How do you test for that? Give me something I could use with my team.
The holiday test. I know a leader who ran an enormous organization, four levels below him, and spent 3 weeks somewhere with no internet. Came back and everything was running. His line. If you can disappear for 4 weeks and it still works, you've built something.
Ooh, that's brutal and I love it. Although, caveat, if your team is terrified of you, they'll cover for you and never tell you what broke.
Yes, the diagnostics only work paired with a safe room. If people are shaking in the forecast call, they'll tell you nothing early enough to fix.
So the move. Sit in one forecast call this month, camera off. Note who got invited and who got asked to solve what. Then, ask what happens to that team over 4 weeks without the manager.
One twist. When attainment is 33% in August, don't only ask why. Ask how the person is doing. You need both questions, the numbers one and the human one.
Fine. You've convinced me on the call design. I'm still keeping my one-on-ones.
Wouldn't dream of taking them off you. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Pre-Sales. If you are leading a pre-sales team in Europe, wherever you're stuck right now, chances are someone has already solved it. The pre-sales leadership community is where you find them. 250+ SE leaders across Europe from companies such as SAP, ServiceNow, and Salesforce. Talks from leaders who've actually done it and a network that goes beyond your own company. It's free and nobody's selling you anything in there. And it's 100% exclusive only to solutions leaders. Apply at serockstars.com/community. Links, of course, in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.